Issue 25, why copy matters, like, a lot. Unlabeled graphic to get missing image descriptions. Open the context menu. Unlabeled graphic 4B5D7679E2B466F98K6A863E. MailChimp Heart Suit Agencies. Issue 25, heading level 1, why copy matters, like, a lot. Reading time, 6 minutes. You can trick out your email with trendy design and follow every best practice in the book, but if the copy is cut rate, people will either ignore it or be actively annoyed. Our next 3 issues feature stories and advice from writers who make their living creating copy that delights readers and drives positive results. Enjoy! Pop culture loves broke writers. If you see one on screen, chances are she'll eat cereal for dinner and sleep in a basement apartment. So when Joanna Weeb, co-founder of Link Copy Hackers, first realized that she wanted to write, she didn't really think it was a viable career option. I thought writing had to be a hobby, which sucked. It really sucked, because that's what I wanted to do, she says. But today, Weeb is anything but a hobbyist. From her home office on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, Weeb oversees Copy Hackers, one of the most respected copywriting resources on the web. Heading level 3 trials and tribulations. Since its launch in 2011, Copy Hackers has offered regular advice and workshops to writers ready to improve their craft, as well as copywriting services to marketers looking for messaging experts. Weeb has also emerged as an industry leader in recent years, spending a good portion of her work life guesting on podcasts, speaking at conferences, and kindly submitting to interviews like this one. How does a kid grow up to be a nationally recognized master of digital copywriting? A lot of trial and error, Weeb laughs. I wasn't sure how to make a living, but writing was the only thing I was ever very good at in school. At university I studied English and creative writing, and that was enough to get my first agency job. Weeb's first copywriting job didn't pay much, but it offered a valuable opportunity. The chance to fail a lot. I wasted years just stumbling through, Weeb says. When I started, it was very hard to know what worked / testing just wasn't a thing. I didn't have anyone in real life to help coach me. I eventually landed on some blogs and books I trusted for guidance, and those helped shape me as a copywriter. Heading level 3, the student becomes the teacher. After cutting her teeth in the agency world, Weeb landed a copywriting gig with the financial software giant Intuit. She also worked as a consultant for conversion rate experts and began to see real potential for a sustainable and perhaps even well-paying career in writing. For a while, my colleagues and I were very active in the Hacker News community, and a lot of tech startups were asking if we could write copy for them. As startups, though, they didn't usually have money, Weeb says. We realized that even if they couldn't hire us to write their copy, we could still teach them how to do it themselves. Copy Hackers was launched shortly thereafter based on a simple idea. Joanna and her team would focus on publishing advice they had personally implemented and tested. Joanna Weeb at her office in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. Heading level 3, cutting through the BS. You can find a billion blogs about how to write headlines, but they're usually kind of bullshit, Weeb says. Busy people who want to write great copy don't want to mess around with 6 ways to write a headline. Our approach is to say, okay, if there are 6 ways to write this headline, then let's test them and see what we learn. Weeb's skepticism is part of what makes her voice so unique on the web. She doesn't accept conventional wisdom at face value, and she doesn't mince words about what she finds to be true. Email continues to be the most killer way to get someone to buy something from you, she explains. Every failed startup that tried to turn social media into a selling tool has learned that the hard way. It's that simple. If businesses want to sell, they use email. Period. Emails function more like a letter than a landing page. They need to be written that way. Unlabeled graphic 2F0C0634F654F6B91F7DD68A8. Heading level 3, consulting the old masters. Of course, email only closes a sale if people read it. So how do you make that connection with your audience? Weeb suggests a couple of places for businesses to start. First and foremost, trust the copywriter. If you're a copywriter, everybody thinks they can do your job, so everybody's got a critique, Weeb says. Even if they can't tell you exactly what the copy should say, they'll tell you when they don't like it. But this is exactly when a good creative director or client should recognize that a copywriter's decisions are made intentionally and be willing to engage with her as a professional. This is a skill. Your copywriter was hired for what they can do. Don't minimize it, Weeb says. And if you're a copywriter, you need to be educated 2. If you want your team to respect what you do, you need to put yourself through courses and training and understand copywriting's history in our industry. For Weeb, that meant reading old school masters like Gene Schwartz and David Ogilvy, who defined print advertising as we know it today. Although it's easy to think that digital marketing is a new frontier, the framework of modern web advertising can be traced back to the days of newspaper ads and direct mailings, and they're more relevant than you might think. It's when you get away from those frameworks that things get scattered and crazy. You get things like over-designed emails that lose your audience because you've forgotten your history. Emails function more like a letter than a landing page. They need to be written that way. Email continues to be the most killer way to get someone to buy something from you. If businesses want to sell, they use email. Period. Unlabeled graphic 2F0C0634F654F6B91F7DD68A8. Heading level 3, heading level 3 voice is a big deal. Weeb's other big piece of advice for email marketers won't surprise anyone familiar with her newsletter. Slang, light swearing, creative punctuation, all present and accounted for. It's entertaining, but that's only half the point. A personable, idiosyncratic voice is one of the best tools in a writer's arsenal. Companies rarely get feedback saying, "Hey, I like your voice," but people do write to complain if they think you sound unprofessional, Weeb says. Negative feedback is scary, and companies get scared, too, that writing with voice means creating this caricature of their brand. But I absolutely think you have to use it, and you have to be consistent for a long time to establish it as yours. Heading level 3, heading level 3, 3 tips for developing your voice. Voice is a tough thing to pin down, but as Weeb explains it, it's about establishing trust with your audience and treating email like the one-to-one channel that it is. If you feel like your emails lack a strong, compelling voice, following these three rules can help. 1. Start with clarity. Trying to come out of the gate with a big personality can risk obscuring your message. So start by writing in the simplest, clearest way possible. No matter what else you do with your writing, don't lose your basic message. 2. Layer in the personality. Can you add a casual aside to the end of that sentence? Can you relax the formal language so that a sentence sounds more conversational? Pro tip. Read your work aloud. If it sounds unnatural, it is. Play with small elements of your message to see where you can add interest. Eventually you'll develop instincts to see those opportunities as you write your first draft. 3. Practice your typing. If you're feeling stuck, find an author, public speaker, or even another brand that writes in a way you admire. Type out their work to see how it feels, and notice how the language is used. Engaging with a voice you admire as a writer instead of a reader will give you new perspective on how it's done. Have any questions about the topics we've discussed this week? Just reply to this email, and we'll be in touch. Up next, issue 26. Want more tips like this? Then be sure to read next Tuesday's issue, which will include an as-yet-undetermined number of email copywriting hacks courtesy of Weeb. Stay tuned. Keep guiding. Link MailChimp's voice and tone guide. Link read more right arrow. Keep hacking. Link copy hackers. Link read more right arrow. Copyright 2001-2016 MailChimp registered. All rights reserved. 675 Ponce de Leon Avenue, Suite 5000 Atlanta, DAR 30308 USA. Link view in browser. Link contact us. Link terms of use. Link privacy policy. Link unsubscribe.